Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. My name is Melissa Lee with Lieb and Associates Lighting.
Hi, and I'm Shelley Aldridge with Urban Associates in North Carolina.
And today we're going to talk about the Dallas Market recap. We went to Dallas Market in January and we got some good information about the trends for 2023 in lighting there. And we noticed some changes. So, Shelley, what did you
Yeah.
notice at the Dallas Market this year?
Well, I think one of the things that really stood out to me as far as any type of market was just seeing people coming back in bigger numbers, seeing not only that, but the factories back into entertaining and entertaining happening again, whereas up until now, I feel like it was way scaled back and as many people weren't traveling. So I think that's a plus, people wanting to get out there and be more participant in seeing what the styles are being and the factories are entertaining again, and the show becoming a destination. So that's great.
Right. There was greater attendance at the styles, much more robust, a lot more going on, and a lot to see and a lot of trends. So in this episode, we're going to recap our top five trends that we saw in Dallas: organics, natural materials were huge at this market, large scale, kind of sculptural, artistic lighting, focal point lighting, mixed metals, we saw a lot of that. And finally, layered lighting and what makes up layered lighting and the components of that. So we're gonna start off with naturals, and we saw a lot of them in Dallas. We saw a lot of naturals in different shapes. So what materials stood out to you in this market, Shelley? What natural materials did you see?
There were so many of them, and I think that the naturals in general probably are here for a little while. I mean, everything from jute, which we saw alabaster coming on, last year. I saw it stronger, I think, with the use of LEDs and not being able to burn. That's going to continue. Terracottas, rattan, onyx, linen, which was great. Leather, the capiz, shell, marble. I mean, all of this contributes to that sustainability, the friendly environment, being able to recycle much easier. I also think it contributes from being inside more often, working on a lot of careers and being able to bring that natural back inside and just feeling that flow of softness. What are your thoughts?
Yes, I think sustainability is gaining momentum in lighting after many years of not really addressing that in a major way. I think this is a selling point for a lot of manufacturers and a lot of products that they produce and import. I saw jute. I saw a lot of mixed materials in organics, so jute and shells, jute and kapi shell. Rattan and in colors, different colors other than just natural rattan, or the natural material we think of when we see natural. I was seeing black, I was seeing white. I also want to say I saw plaster, white plaster, and white is making a comeback. And we talked a little bit about alabaster. And before the show started offline, you mentioned a paint color that's becoming popular again now in homes and residential and commercial. And tell me again what that paint color was.
Well, with alabaster white, I just had sought out a couple of designers that I know because I'm redoing my house and literally was like, I want to go white with pops of color. And they said alabaster. Everybody was alabaster white. I just think it's maybe just a very clean, not too stark, not too warm, not too many yellow undertones. So, that again is, again, a lot of people, I just need to go neutral. I like that. Some people go a lot more color, but I guess that may be where plaster is coming from. I don't think that's probably it. I think it's probably coming from the fact or what I have read or what I've seen is just, it's very natural in a space. It doesn't take up a, if you want to minimize the color and just be the light, I think that helps.
Right. I think that's white lighting in general. It just really al it allows the source of the light to really come through. There's not it doesn't complicate it with a lot of color. And I think white is we had black for so long. Black has been a predominant color in all aspects of lighting, interior and exterior. And I see everything's kind of lightening up, and that makes sense. So white is, it seems to be coming back, making a comeback. And in that vein, we also saw a lot of organic shapes. I'm thinking, you know, I saw some, what I saw in white was interesting because it was sort of the floral shape and there was some natural kind of botanicals that I saw in white, but it leads us to our next trend that we saw, which is organic shapes and being able to modify lighting in the field. So making it longer or shorter or reaching from one point to another, articulation and things like that. But the organic shapes were really predominant because LED is friendlier to be able to put into different types of lighting so that you can achieve an organic shape rather than just something that's linear or just something that's recessed. There's more flexibility in LED too to create these organic fixtures and give them a really interesting light source.
Mm-hmm. I think it goes right back to the naturals being prominent because it softens the space. An organic shape can also soften the space. We're definitely in a modern time. So whether or not it be an office building or it be, you know, a restaurant or it be your home, you can actually give some softness to it from the shape or either from the materials and the textures.
Right, right. And make a really a statement too with light. Especially with the advent of LED and being able to put it, integrate it into the light, we saw some really fantastic shapes. And that kind of leads into our next, our number three, which was large scale lighting, kind of really predominant sculptural, artistic, focal point lighting. We saw a lot of that in all the materials that we've discussed. I saw it in natural, some really large scale natural material lighting, that jute. I saw them in color. We saw organic shapes in large scale, right? Kind of, and that sculptural, artistic focal point lighting, lighting as a focal point and lighting as a piece of art itself seems to be really a trend hitting hard on the ground in 2023. Do you agree with that? Did you see that?
I do 100% agree with that. But that on I think the large is here. I mean, I think there's a place for a small or maybe just your normal scale, but maybe with less, sometimes depending on the design, maybe when placing a decorative fixture in there, you want it to be a more prominent scale. It to actually, like you said, be a focal point, whether it be organic or what, but it's there for a reason instead of just for the lighting aspect of it.
Right, right. It's not just a light, and it's something that people want to have the allocate the resources to have a statement piece wherever it is in a commercial or a residential space. I do see people committing to something that's kind of a wow because, you know, everybody's been stuck at home for a couple of years. A lot of people were remodeling inside. The commercial spaces weren't being used as much. Everyone had to get really inventive. But I think now everyone really wants to appreciate what's in their space, whatever it is. And if you have something that's very special, like a special focal point fixture, I think that has definitely made a comeback. And right, we're seeing, and that actually even kind of leads into our next, our final point, but we're also seeing a lot of crystal, like a lot of more, when I say bling, but a more spectacular with glass or crystal cut glass, faceted glass and crystal. We're seeing a lot of that as part of that statement piece and in the shape of that too. So you can do crystal with LED now, you can do cut faceted glass with the LED and it really pops in a different way than it does with our typical incandescent lighting. So they're using technology and also these beautiful materials, natural materials, materials that are not natural, but to create this big statement piece. And I think that it's nice to see that coming back after everyone has sort of dialed back to lighting that you don't see. Just the lighting, the quiet ceiling, disappearing lighting. We have that, but we also have these really, this juxtaposition of these really beautiful pieces. Another thing that I saw a lot of at this show was mixed metals, and getting a little bit bolder with mixed metals like silvers and coppers, silvers and golds together, brass, all variations of brass, and polished nickel, brushed nickel, chrome, really popping, juxtaposed metals together, copper. Did you see that too in
I
what you
did.
observed?
I think I did. I do think black is still here and still very prominent. I believe that the white and I think that the brass is here. It's been for a couple of years, but I don't think it's going anywhere. It's a very comfort feeling to that. And then so whereas the rules in a space aren't so particular as everything should match, I think that now people can kind of mix like the aged brass and the chromes are. I think designers are very inventive, even in the hardware, kind of making that all blend. Thought one interesting was a burnt metal. I think that's really cool. So they're getting a little bit inventive on that. But I think that the rules are changing. There are no more rules so much. So it's just up to the individual to make their space their space. So it's kind of fun, working with them, people and talking with them, and they're just not so much of everything needing to match. So it really opens the space up to make the space exactly what you want.
Right. I think people are getting bolder, right, with their choices, and you don't have to have everything doesn't have to be brushed nickel in your bathroom anymore. You don't have to worry about, oh, my shower, I really want the shower head. It's so cool and it's in this raw brass, but my, my faucet has brushed nickel. It's okay to mix that now. I think I see in kitchens and in large scale kitchens, I'm seeing mixed metals. I'm seeing copper and silver metals being mixed. And that's actually really exciting. Yeah, people are stepping out of that zone. We used to, a lot in lighting, one of the core objectives in lighting and kitchen and bath lighting used to be something that would match the hardware of the sinks, the counters, the pulls, the drawer pulls. We used to try to trend with them, and now lighting has stepped away from that. And they acknowledge black, they acknowledge that white is coming back, and they mix it with these different brasses and different silver metals. But we aren't following that so much. We're kind of inventing our own, knowing that people are going to like it and put it in there, even if it doesn't match their hardware, their sink hardware or their drawer pulls or whatever is going on in the space. So I think that that is really exciting. People are really stepping out and getting bolder with their choices. And we love to see that. Yeah, we saw a lot of mixed metals. We saw a lot of black and kind of the raw brass, different raw colors that looked like silver. You couldn't tell what it was until you got right up to it. If it was a silver tone or a gold tone, there's sort of that in the middle. We still see a lot of different variations of brass and variations of bronze. So you're just adding to that. Kind of almost every manufacturer has several in their arsenal of a brass and of a silver metal. So that's just growing. In
The
the
copper, I think that the copper and the brass can also tend to be here and coming on a little stronger because it probably tends to be a little bit more in the naturals and sustainability. So I think that that lends back to that trend. And I think
Right,
you'll.
organic and organic living finishes too, like the organic, the copper, the raw, the untreated finishes. I do see that coming back too, and I do see copper. Absolutely, I saw more copper, and you're right. I think it lends itself to organic and also changing and modifying itself in over time. It just changes over time, and that's okay. That's a good thing. And sustain more sustainable without lacquering it, within an inch of its life. You're letting it just be and and develop in, as it has life in its location. Also with metals, and I'm you had mentioned this in our conversations before, the emergence of Art Deco, that Art Deco style of softness. Did you, what kind of materials did you see that Art Deco look and feel in? Did you see that across the board in all different materials, or did you, is there something you want to call out?
The only ones that I noticed it, and it may be in all different materials. I just tend to have seen the Art Deco look more using like, you know, aged brass or using a metal or using a glass. I didn't see a ton of it in the organic, like we specifically talked about naturals at the beginning, but that's just what I saw. So, you know, again, when we're at the show, maybe we don't get to see everything, but that's where I saw. How about you?
I saw it more in the metal and crystal. That shape, that crystal, that traditional crystal is coming back in a different way. But that shape, that softness of the crystal lends itself to the Art Deco period. That was their contemporary, you know, crystal and Art Deco. But that softer, the softer edges to the metal crystal in many cases lends itself to that, the shape, the general shape of those tier shapes and the, the arms of crystal, the softer arms of crystal lend themselves to the Art Deco look. And we're moving away from that, a little bit away from the sharp, edgy industrial, the grays, the, you know, sort of that just cool look, the Art Deco really lends itself to warmer, sometimes warmer tones. And I saw that in those warmer brasses and in details, sort of softer, more scroll details, softer edges. We're not doing so much of we're not so locked into the geometric shapes that we've been seeing over the last few years, that just the orbs or the squares. That rule has been broken as well. And we're seeing softness and we're seeing combinations. I'm seeing combinations, but I did see it a lot with the metals and with crystal. So that right. was where I observed it the most. And I'm glad that crystal's coming back in a new way. It's classic, but we're finding new ways to apply crystal in the design, which is actually also really exciting. The last trend that we are going to, you know, we're going to hit today is layered lighting. And it's something that when you're in lighting, you learn about this, the layers of light. We got, for a while, I think we went through a period of sort of minimalism where were really interested with LED and seeing the effect of the light rather than the light itself. I think now we're really delving into a celebration of the actual light as well as the light that it gives. And in that, we recognize that we need layers of light in a space. You can't just get by with one, like task lighting or general lighting. It just doesn't work as well in a space anymore. And we feel like we need to supplement light with layers. Now that we have LED, we have lots of different ways of achieving layers. So did you see that in Dallas, and where did you see that, and in what capacity did you see people wanting to use layers?
So I can't say that it was in one certain space. I just know it's a trend absolutely here, and just because there are factories that actually do architectural lighting that do show at the Dallas market. Layers have always been encouraged to be used, at least, you know, in different facades. You know, it was residentially, it was always, you know, three layers. And then it's kind of, there's multiple layers actually in commercial or light commercial. I just feel like it's being embraced a little bit more residentially. You know, with the improvements of linear lighting, which would be a tape type lighting, getting away from the dots and all that, with the improvements of now being a quiet ceiling. It used to be that I've always been a fan of recessed. I love it. I think there's a big epidemic in aging eyes, which we'll get to at another time. But with the fact that we can do smaller apertures with just as much lumen output of it, it's now making people embrace having a recessed lighting again, where for so long. They were like, I don't want recess, because the cans were so large. They didn't want these big holes in their ceiling. So it's tending to get us back towards layered lighting, so we can have, you know, a minimum hole, you know, lots of flangeless. We can have linear lighting. We can have toe kick lighting. We can have, you know, directional lighting that puts us through a space. And then the lit mirror is huge now. I don't think the lit mirror is going anywhere. I think it's a fantastic way to be able to see, as far as, but, you know, and so I believe that this goes right back to there are no more rules. So now we can literally expand. You know, it used to be three layers. Now, you know, you can have many. You can have an entertainment layer. You can have a task layer. You can have your everyday layer. You can have your moody layer. So, you know, literally there's so much to that. And then the decorative that tends to be the art in any kind of space, whether it be, like I said, residential or restaurant, really can shine because it's really not doing the lighting. So the layers of lighting are going to continue.
I agree. And it's nice to see that, because we sort of got, I think there were times where I saw in residential housing peeling back from everything except recess. So that got really stark. Before recess really was as functional as it is now, people tried to make it up with lighting in different rooms, and there's just always a deficiency of lighting. And now we have, it's exciting. You can even mix things that are rather traditional with linear toe kick, in-wall recessed toe kick, where you don't even see the light. It looks like the light's coming right out of the wall, with regard to crown and coffered ceilings, that we can use that linear light in there. Yeah, you can have theater lighting. We see a lot more layers. Besides the basics, you know, the task lighting, the general lighting, the ambient lighting, we have a lot. That's what we were always taught, the three layers. And so now there can be seven layers, and people aren't afraid to put more lighting in, because I think they realize it's a task. It performs a task, but it also has beauty and is part of the design process too, and an important part of the design process.
I think lighting in general gets the part we're talking about now, which is just layered lighting, was very much overlooked, because they would put the money in the decorative or the flooring or the wall covering. And I think it's now coming to light with, you know, your static whites, your warm dim, all of that, that it's really coming to the forefront, the emotional aspect of it, the psychological aspect of it. So it's coming back to be an important part. You know, when I first started in this industry many years ago, I was always taught that the decorative lighting is the art, but is not the light. So I think people are understanding that more and more, which is probably why they're now owning it, what they put there, and being more selective, but literally are owning these layers of light to be able to create whatever atmosphere it is that they're trying to create in the space that they're in.
Right. And I think it's great. It's great to see that, and embracing that. And it's great to see that people are feeling like lighting is important. Maybe in my many years in lighting, it's been an evolutionary process to get to this, but I'm really excited about this trend, all of these trends, but this trend towards an eye towards lighting and lighting being thought about and incorporated into the design process early on, where they're thinking about lighting rather than lighting being one of the last things that is addressed. It's now sometimes the lead piece is a piece of lighting, and they're decorating around that piece of lighting. And that's like what every lighting person, everybody who loves lighting, everyone who's involved in lighting, we love to see that when people are excited about it, that we're excited about it. That's part of the reason we're doing this podcast. We are really dedicated to lighting. It's our passion. And we're excited that people are also embracing this passion. And so it's very exciting. 2023 is a very exciting year for this, for all of this. And it was great to see all of it together in one space. There are going to be more shows coming up, which we're going to talk about, some shows that are more that are more about the look, the light, the aesthetic of lighting. And then there are some that are very technical that are coming up. We're going to talk about all of those, but we're really excited about this trend and where it's going.
Right.
So,
So
yeah.
I think that was just a really great recap of what we had in, at the beginning of the year. Of course, it's always ebb and flow. So we'll have some more, like you said, education's coming up. We'll have some recaps of that. And then, so just stay tuned. And then we have some great shows coming up too.
We do. We have great shows, and we have some great guests coming, and some more information for you guys. So thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.